The tech world is still largely a man's world. Women account for only 5% of startups and 25% of computing jobs. Floor Cerna is helping to close that gender gap with Electric Girls, an organization that helps girls 5 to 14 learn electronics and computing skills. Welcome, Floor, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Electric Girls and your programming.
Sure. So Electric Girls is a learning space where girls come together and learn different STEM skills with and from each other. So historically, we've taught computer programming. That might be, you know, game design, animation, HTML. We also teach a lot of electronics. So circuitry, circuit building, learning how to use various power tools, robotics, all sorts of subjects that you typically wouldn't imagine girls studying. And what's great about Electric Girls is the space that we create. So really focusing on building a strong and supportive environment where women are teaching younger girls and girls are being mentored by each other to learn these skills and become confident in their abilities.
Why are girls not learning these skills in the regular everyday classes?
Part of the reason is that regular everyday classes, you know, in terms of schooling, doesn't often have the capacity to teach what we teach, right? So it doesn't fit into the school day to teach students how to use a drill press or how to solder a circuit or, you know, anything related to that. So that's a larger answer related to how our education system is set up. But in general, I'd say there's a lot of reasons and a lot of research behind why girls don't necessarily click with STEM at a younger age, though they do express interest in it. And a lot of that has to do with the way that programs are designed. So that intimidation really does hold girls back. And when they are in an environment where they feel supported, where they feel relevance to what they're doing, they have an opportunity to succeed where they normally wouldn't.
Is part of it the fact that the industry targets boys more in the way of the kind of video games they design or the kinds of toys and marketing that they aim at children? It seems to be gender specific too often.
Yep, that's been argued. Part of it is that we'll never really know why it ends up that way. I do believe that a lot of corporations could probably do a better job in terms of marketing, and I'm not advocating for gender-specific, you know, girly-focused computer games either, because I think that does, you know, some harm as well. I think it does, you know, like people say, the representation really matters, and for girls to not constantly see women represented in those fields will make them think, this is not for me.
What are a couple of projects that you've been particularly enamored with?
Well, actually, just last week, we had two girls work together to build a fully functional soda dispensing machine. It was amazing. They actually saw a video of someone doing it on YouTube, and they had said, you know what, we can do this ourselves, because they had the background knowledge of, you know, how to work a battery-powered pump, how to solder, how to apply different types of switches that you can press that then would pump, you know, liquid from one source to another. And they knew how to use the saw and the drill press, so they built the whole wooden enclosure that they then painted and made very, very cute to dispense soda out of. And that was very impressive.
For more information on Electric Girls, go to electricgirls.org. or vianolav.org. Thank you so much, Floor, for visiting us today and talking about a very fascinating and important program for girls.
Thanks so much for having me.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.